Scientists based at the University of the Sunshine Coast have found an enzyme ingredient in snail trails that's helping the invasive pests save themselves from poisons that are spread to protect farms and gardens across Australia. The research paper has just been published in international science journal PLOS One. Professor Scott Cummins says the special mucus can neutralise toxins in pesticides, making it harder for farmers to stop them from contaminating wheat and grain crops.
I guess in essence, this research, for the first time in snails, but it has been known in insects, is that they are overcoming, you know, pesticides, these toxins that we're throwing at them. So we have to think about alternative approaches to management and biocontrol, or at least integrated with pesticide use.
He says the invasive snails cost the grain industry about $170 million each year. Showers are still hanging around the coast today, keeping our roads slippery. It's prompted another plea from emergency services to take care and drive to the conditions. Overnight, four people were taken to hospital and three others suffered minor injuries in a two-vehicle crash at Sippy Downs. It happened on Dixon Street with four paramedic units attending. A woman in her 50s sustained chest injuries, a man had arm injuries, and two primary school-aged children suffered neck, chest, head and hip injuries. Political leaders and community members will gather together in Caloundra this afternoon to farewell former MP Mark McArdle, who passed away last week, aged 68. The service will be live streamed. Mr. McArdle served as the LNP's member for Caloundra for 16 years before stepping down ahead of the 2020 state election. And Council is upping its crackdown on invasive weeds and pests with two new biosecurity programs, the Invasive Animal Prevention and Control Program and the Invasive Plant Surveillance Program, will run for the next 4 years and focus on education, early detection and coordinated action across the region. The programs to target things like wild dogs, feral deer, feral pigs, feral cats and foxes, along with weeds like cat's claw, creeper, fireweed and giant rat's tail grasses.